The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by Bupa, supporting the health of millions of Australians, because life happens. Find out more at bupa.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Monday, the 18th of May. In your Squiz today, Australia's calls for an independent inquiry into COVID-19 gains support. New South Wales wants state borders reopened. Donald Trump fires his state inspector general. And the problem with cats. This is your Squiz today. Claire, Australia led the world in calling for an inquiry into how COVID-19 started, as well as the handling of the early stages of the crisis. Now reports are we've received backing from 62 other nations. The proposal is set to be put to a meeting of the World Health Assembly this week.
And that's because the European Union has picked up that sentiment that Scott Morrison and Maurice Payne, our foreign minister, have been talking about when it comes to an inquiry into how the COVID-19 outbreak started and how it was handled in those early stages. What the European Union have done is to call for an impartial, independent and comprehensive evaluation, particularly focusing on the World Health Organization coordinated international health response. So gone are the words China, which they're hoping might make things smooth the way through a little bit easier.
Along with the EU, the UK, Russia, India and Japan are all on board. Any word on where the US or China sit on the proposal?
They're, of course, very important countries when it comes to this. No word about where they're going to sit on that motion when it goes to that meeting. But Maurice Payne has really called on all nations to put aside global politics and really look at what's in the best interest when it comes to countering the next pandemic.
And before we move on, might be worth having a listen to our Squiz shortcut on the World Health Organization. That meeting will be widely reported on this week. You'll then have the backstory to how the organization works. Plus, it gives a good summary of some of the criticisms of its handling of the coronavirus crisis. A link to that is in your episode notes. Back here, Claire, our Trade Minister is still waiting for his Chinese counterpart to return his calls. He wants to talk to him about China taking issue with our barley and beef exports.
Yeah, politics still very much at play when it comes to that global scene and retribution for Australia's call for that inquiry. The issue with the barley seems to be that the Chinese government is saying that it's been subsidised by the government investing in irrigation infrastructure. Australia, of course, disputes that and says that it'll take it to the World Trade Organization if it has to.
And over the weekend, Claire, restrictions were lifted across the country. How did we do?
Everyone seemed to be out and about. When you look at the reports, certainly it seemed to be that way around my neighbourhood. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard called it the Great New South Wales Bust Out.
Yeah, he encouraged us all to keep our 1.5-metre distance. Victoria is sort of the last to ease restrictions, particularly on restaurants and pubs, though Premier Dan Andrews has flagged 1 June for that to start happening. And New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has appealed to her counterparts to open their borders, Claire.
She says that there's been issues both with Queensland and Western Australia when it comes to our local manufacturing industries and getting bits and pieces that need to go across borders and really make our manufacturing sector work. She's also concerned about getting tourism up and running again when it comes to us who want to go on a bit of an Australian holiday. So she's asked them to really consider changing that border arrangement and getting things going again.
Quick look at the world as well. Italy, the country, as everyone will know, that was terribly impacted by COVID-19, is starting to reopen.
Starting to reopen, its Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has announced plans to allow travel across the country and also a roadmap to getting them outside of their own borders. Italy, of course, has the fifth highest number of cases. Only the US and the UK are ahead of it when it comes to the number of deaths.
And things are a bit grim in Brazil.
It's overtaken Spain and Italy for cases in recent days. There's always been a bit of a watch out on Brazil because its president Jair Bolsonaro hasn't really been a COVID-19 believer. It's certainly heading into a really dark period, it seems.
He called it a little flu. Over in the US, Donald Trump has fired his State Department's Inspector General over the weekend. For context, Inspectors General are an internal government watchdog, so they oversee the conduct of federal agencies. They're appointed by governments but are supposed to be independent, Claire.
That's exactly right. And Steve Linnick was fired on Friday night. He played a minor role in the impeachment of Donald Trump in terms of information and how it was handled. He is the fourth Inspector General to be sacked in recent weeks. The Democrats are accusing the Trump administration of political interference, particularly when it comes to those independent agencies. They say that they're going to look into that.
And still in the US, the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office has released the autopsies of Kobe Bryant and others who were on board that helicopter when it crashed back in late January.
The report is pretty grim, to be honest. It's not a really nice thing to be reading, and you can imagine the sort of details that are in it when the chopper hit the ground at 300 kilometres an hour. The cause of that crash is still being investigated, but it's believed to have been an accident.
And back here, Arthur Summons, a champion of rugby league, died over the weekend.
There were lots of tributes for Arthur Summons yesterday. He is immortalised on the NRL's premiership trophy. He's the little guy looking up at the big guy.
You only have to look at it to know what we mean. There is a very little guy and a very big guy.
Exactly right. It's an image that symbolised the mateship and what it is to be a good team guy. In the NRL, there were plenty of tributes saying that he was all of those things.
He was 84 years old and I didn't realise played rugby union before switching codes.
Yeah, he's a good all-rounder. He was a Wallaby as well as Australia's national captain and coach for rugby league.
And of course, for those who are looking forward to the return of footy, the rugby league will be back on May 28. The AFL last week announcing June 11 as their restart date. And a message now from our podcast partner, HelloFresh. If, like me, thinking about what to cook each night plus getting all the ingredients together is somewhat of a challenge, HelloFresh could be a game changer for you. They deliver fresh, seasonal ingredients and easy-to-follow recipes straight to your door so you can whip up and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal each evening stress-free. Go to HelloFresh.com.au and use the code SQUIZ90 for up to $90 off across your first four boxes. That link is in your episode notes along with some terms and conditions. Finally, Claire, a story about cats. We have 3.7 million domestic cats here in Australia, and research out by the government's National Environmental Science Program says they're killing an estimated 230 million native Australian birds, reptiles and mammals each year.
And then they go on to devour 150 million introduced species like rats and mice. So prolific is the word, and very hungry. That goes to my subject line. I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. That's a line from Duran Duran's Hungry Like the Wolf, which it sounds like they very much are. What experts are saying is what we already know. You really should keep your cat inside because they are prolific when it comes to eating things.
And speaking of staying inside, Claire, someone who's been cooped up at home staying inside is Larissa.
Yeah, true.
Poor thing. She's still nursing her voice back to its best. So you've got me in the meantime. That's all from us today. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.